Good afternoon and God bless. Thank you again so much for tuning in here to Hope Ministries. I am your podcast host, Kenny. Wow, I hope everyone's had a phenomenal weekend. You're having great Mondays. Whatever happened, whether for the good or the bad, just take it and use it to inspire you to do better, do greater for the days and the weeks to come. I missed you guys. It's been since Thursday, my last podcast with Nicole, and that was a pretty cool one to do with her. But man, I wanted to record Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but just so much was happening, and I want to just do a quick rundown before I get into anything about what happened this weekend. First of all, I want to give birthday shout-outs. Three birthdays today: Eva Orwella, Eli Colon, and Joanna Guerrero. Happy birthday to all three of you. I hope you guys, all three of you, have phenomenal days. I hope that the Lord continues shining His love in your hearts. Eli is the firstborn, the next generation of my family, and it's just so amazing that you're 8 years old today, dude. Wow. Eva, you are my cousin's wife, and you are also a dear friend of mine, and I hope that you two continue just growing together. I know you guys got the brand coming out, the creativity is just on a next level with you too. So I love you too, and shout out to you, Joanna, as well. I saw you on Friday, and I continue to pray over your life, especially in your major. You want to become a lawyer, so I know it's not easy, but God is with you, and God's gonna get you through every single endeavor. That being said, let us begin this crazy weekend. Wow, just intense weekend, starting off with Friday. About a month ago, I was invited to Freeport Bible Center, which is a church here in Freeport, Long Island, and from Pastor Marcy. Shout out to you and your team, everyone, just for giving me a warm welcome to me and my team, and it was just so inspirational. You know, I get there, and well, actually, before I get there, I want to mention that, you know, I spoke to my father before I go out, and I want to give this quick, you know, just advice, this inspiration to any young person who's being sent out and just, you know, going out there and being guest speakers or singing, whatever it may be. You know, go to your mentor, go to your spiritual father, spiritual mother, and just get impartation from them, because it's so important, not only for us, which is, again, this is the biggest reason, but for them too. You know, that forms a relationship, it forms a bond, and again, I'm telling you this because when he prayed over me, man, the word that God wanted to speak over this youth at Freeport Bible Center was amazing, and it was inspired by that. So, you know, I took 3 pages of notes, I prayed, I did everything, but that prayer really activated something. And actually, we had service at my church on Friday, and that just set up for what was going to happen, that explosion of the Holy Spirit that took place. They had a vigil, this church in Freeport, from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. And basically, a vigil is just fellowship, worship, connecting with the Lord. And I mean, you can use it for many different reasons, but again, it's just emphasizing worship of the Lord and fellowship and getting to know each other. So, you know, I was able to bring the word there and be able to preach over there. But what ended up happening was I put my book down when I got there. They were worshiping. I put my book, my notebook, and my Bible down. And just immediately, I'm like, all right, this is not going to be me speaking, you know. And the word, the Lord just started speaking through me. I mean, just this individual one-on-one words of prophecy, words of knowledge. I was able to just do, you know, just be able to bless all the people there. I mean, again, it was a partnership too, because I was blessed as well, just seeing this young generation impacted by what God was doing and just revealing His heart to them, and them just reciprocating that as well too. People were receiving healings externally, internally. People were able to be set free of bondages from their past. We had about 8 or 9 individuals come up and want to revive the fire, that fire that's been inside them, almost like in the book of 2 Timothy says to fan into that flame, and we did that also. So again, shout out to Pastor Marcy, to everyone out there. You guys are all amazing. That was just the beginning. Then we get into Saturday. About a week ago, we met one of my podcasts, you know, Aggie and Dora. We met, and they wanted to have something called a Crave Night. Now, they explained to me that Pastor Michael Koulianos down in Orlando wants to start this Crave Night, which is simply this. Just worship. No agenda, no lead speaker, no person coming up there and giving you us a structure. Just going to a place and worshiping. And this is something that many believers, we kind of drift away from. We're so used to a structure of going to church, receiving a word, worship, offering, and that kind of cycle. But this was so inspirational. It happened on Saturday night. There was attacks coming from every side. People were struggling to get there. People were backing out. But for the ones who were there, they know what the Lord was doing. They experienced such a great night. We worship for about 2 hours, and then, you know, Aggie gets this phenomenal idea before we even had the worship to bring, you know, the bread and the wine and to do a communion right there, which again, in the word, we know that Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me, you know. So the blood, the body, and just the cross, and it was beautiful to do that. Then we just had a moment where we just encourage each other with words of knowledge and just inspirational words. Like, it was so awesome. It was so cool to partake in all of that. So shout out to you, Aggie, to Dora. Thank you so much for just being great. And also to you, to Michael Koulianos, which is Benny Heen's son-in-law. It was amazing to just see everything come together. It's amazing that I know that it's not only going to be in New York and Orlando, but Crave Night is going to just reach all over the United States, all over the world. And people are just going to have these breakthroughs in their churches, even their homes. Wherever you can do it, just do it, because it's going to bring an explosion of the Holy Spirit. Then, of course, we had Sunday, which was a great service. And, you know, the apostle, my father, brought a phenomenal message on, again, just he spoke about unity on Friday, but also brought a conclusion to that on Sunday. And just releasing words of knowledge to us as well, too. He spoke over me. I want to share this with you guys, too. I'll be going to Venezuela in May. I think the dates are out now. I think it's the 25th that we're heading out. But I want you guys to pray for that. It'll be my first international global trip to go bring the word and the message of the Lord to a country right now who needs it. You know, we know Venezuela's not going through an easy time. So just keep me in your prayers for that as well. But I also want to just get back real quick onto Sunday. Aliana, which is my girlfriend Laura's niece. You know, I love her. You know, I remember one day she walked up to me and she was like, "You know, when I look at you, I look like at a father," you know. And she's been going through some tough times. Her sister, Laura's sister, her mother, Xiomara, you know, they've been going through some rough times and with the marriage. But, you know, for a little girl to look you in the eyes and say that, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I've heard some things and I kind of respond in certain ways, but I was dumbfounded. I don't know how to respond to her, but it was so inspirational, and I just wanted to tell her that I loved her. I gave her a huge hug, and she came to my house after. We all hung out, watched movies, and just enjoyed a fellowship with that. So, you know, this weekend was so inspirational, and I want to just, I guess, give you guys just kind of an advice for just moving forward. God loves to operate in even the smallest things in your life. I know that we all look at our finances, our health, our homes, our family, but even the little things, the small desires, the things you eat, the things you wear, your attitudes, your dreams, your passions, those little minor hobbies that no one knows about you, God is so invested in you. And I'm just so happy. I'm so just thrilled with what the Lord is doing inside of my heart, inside the people around me. And don't let the enemy come and rob you of that joy, rob you of what God wants to do in your life. Keep pushing through. Keep being perseverant. And I want to close this podcast just giving a few shout-outs to Eric. I spoke to Eric. I met him when Mary Haas came and did a prophetic. That was also another thing on a Saturday. Just a great night she did, sharing her testimony and just, you know, sharing words of wisdom with us as well. Eric, I hope everything's going well with you, and we spoke about a lot of things. I'm praying for you. John Brutus, I know you got your daughter's second birthday coming up, man. Shout out to you and your family. Manolo, my friend Manuel, man, the Lord is lifting this man up just little by little, man. So just keep moving, keep being inspired by that Spirit and what He's doing inside of you. And John Diaz, man, so grateful to hear from you. I look forward to seeing you Wednesdays moving here on forward. I know work was in the way. I know a lot of things had a kind of a line for you to do this. So shout out to you, man. Also to my cousin James out there in Ethiopia, the whole King Jesus Ministry, New Wine. All of you guys are so inspirational. Your music brings such joy to our hearts, whether it's in the praise but in the worship. Wow, just reverence and love, and just it's amazing to see what that team is doing over there. So you're very inspirational. And also shout out to my cousin Matthew. He was in Florida doing some training for T-Mobile. He's back now, and his company's coming out very soon, guys. So check it out. It's this month. March is the date we've been waiting for 70x7. And again, just for everyone out there working on a project, anyone out there doing something for the kingdom, just trying to just develop just a passion for themselves. Those young people right now, they're looking for majors, looking for what they want to do. Stay in line with God. The Lord gave one of the greatest advices ever, which all his advice is great, but in Joshua 1:8, if you're young, you're trying to get centered, read Joshua 1:8-9. I want you to read it. I'm not going to share it with you. I want you to read it if you're listening to this, and let that inspire you to go and reach the goals that God has placed before you. So I love you guys. Thank you again so much for tuning in. I hope to have another great week. We'll be back on tomorrow. Testimony Tuesdays right around the corner. So God bless you all. I love you, and have a great day.